Welcome back to the Inspire Health Podcast, and this is our final episode for our most recent series on living freely. And I think this is actually a really perfect episode to finish this entire series off, because as much as we've talked about the concept of living freely and explored that from many perspectives, both internal and external, this one really puts us back in the driver's seat of our own health and wellness. And I think that's really important because, you know, at the end of the day, we want to be able to be in control of our own physiology, our own biology, and our own lives. And so I think the work that Enrique Buran has done is really foundational in helping us. Basically, if we are able to decode those hidden messages that the body is trying to always tell us, then we actually can regain our own health and vitality. So Enrique serves as a researcher, writer, lecturer, and teacher in total biology of living beings and biological decoding. He's also the author of the Blue Book of Biological Decoding. Originally a systems analyst in Buenos Aires, he later migrated to Canada in 2000, where he learned biological decoding in Montreal and became a Canadian citizen in 2003. He now teaches this discipline in various countries around the world and is programming online courses in Spanish, English, Portuguese, and possibly French if he can find enough time in his calendar. So, Enrique, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for inviting me.
It's our pleasure. We first learned about your work and about biological decoding specifically from one of our favorite guests that we've had multiple times, Dr. Todd Ovocates, and we've become close friends with him, it feels like, over the years. And he's spoken very highly of the work that you've done, and specifically your unique ability to really decode and get to the heart of the conflict that underlies a lot of health conditions that people are dealing with. So we thought it would be wonderful to chat with you and just learn more about it. So Enrique, maybe I can pass it over to you. And I'd love to hear just, where did you go from systems analysis to biological decoder? I mean, it seems to me like those actually are really perfect way. I mean, for the type of work you're doing from an aspect of health, systems analysis really is a great background to be able to do that.
Yes, actually, I'm a system analyzer, and I didn't work too much there. I didn't do that for a long time, but I went into the maritime in shipping companies, and once I knew about the biological decoding that was in Montreal. And I heard my first lecture, I understood why I studied before a system analysis. Because it's the diseases are systems, are perfectly designed systems, and it's everything finds a logic there. And it's for me was like, wow, you see an aha moment that says this is the place I was waiting for.
So your background didn't go to waste. It actually became the perfect piece of the puzzle, probably.
Yes, we do. We do everything. We don't. Sometimes maybe you will try to. I don't know. You study one day to become a plumber, and you forget. But one day, something will force you to do plumbing. So.
Or cross what you learn from plumbing over into something else that you didn't actually think you were going to be needing it for.
Yeah, that's it.
I really appreciate a systems approach to things, because I feel like how we've gone so far almost in the other way in some aspects with conventional medicine. We've sort of dissected everything down to its little piece and often don't see how the whole body integrates and works together. You know, we have some amazing specialists in very specific targeted areas, but they don't always cross over to look at the big picture of a human being.
Or so, even communicate with one another to make that happen.
Right. So maybe for people that are new to this, can you explain a little bit just around what exactly is total biology of living beings and biological decoding? How are they different, and how does this approach really differ from a traditional medical approach to looking at health and disease?
Okay, well, total biology of living beings is a name that gave my teacher Claude Sabat to this. I use biological decoding It's because this is the instrument. Biological decoding is what we, the tool we use. And if I have to start to explain the difference between biological decoding and medicine, is that we are perfectly complementary. We are not an alternative medicine, but we need doctors to say what, how, and when, but we take care of the why. We understand all the whys. We try to find the reasons, the origins of the disease, not in what is happening, but what happened before. For example, you may go to a doctor and says, "Well, you miss some vitamins, and that's why you are sick." And the question is, why I don't have enough vitamins? And in some moment, if you ask why, the final answer will be, it is idiopathic. We don't know. And once we understand how the brain functions, how the brain answers to all our needs to guarantee our survival, to grant our survival, in the next second, we understand that everything is a survival solution. Mainly our diseases. It's not like it is a drama. It's not. It's because our body is working like a small car that goes from A to B with just using a little bit of energy. But our brain has a great amount of energy to change everything. For example, if you have a very small car and you have to climb a mountain, you will need a more heavy car, 4x4. You will need that. So the brain will change our metabolism to provide this need. So it will be understood as a disease, but it will not be nothing else than a survival solution. Because when we see that we understand normally that the diseases are something that we got by, I don't know, because we were there, because it's cold, because it's not like that. It's just because we have a conflict before. For example, the most simple, if you ask to the people, when do you have more flu in a year? Everybody will say winter. The question is why? And they will say it's because you got a cold and you were... No, it's not. It's not like that. It's because we are more time together and we have more disputes. And there is less sun and we are not in shape to be joyful, you see. And if you have a dispute, for example, after, it's not when you have the dispute that you are sick. That's why you don't relate both things. You have the dispute after. You have the symptoms after you finish the dispute. And you say, we have a dispute. Oh, I love you so much. I'm sorry. And after the next day, you have the flu.
I think that's the tricky part for a lot of people, is that, you know, that we like to see things, you know, really cause and effect very clearly. And sometimes it's a little bit harder when it doesn't happen so fast. So can we explore that a little bit more? You said everything is a survival solution. So, Yes. So can you explain that a little bit more about how we go into that process, and maybe a couple of examples around that, but as far as why...
The first thing is that we have to understand that we are still animals in the nature, and we are following the nature's laws. We think that we are kind of, we are checking if God is doing good things. You see, it's not like that. If you ask a person, what are the most, the principal causes of death, you know? And they will say infarction, accidents, cancer. No, that is the statistics of one living being, since this living being is doing statistics. But I change the question, what are the main causes of death in nature? And there are only two: exhaustion and destruction. If an animal that is exhausted or distracted is a dead animal. And the proof of this is that tonight you will go for a good sleep to recover your energy for the next day. Try not to sleep for 4 days, and you will cross the avenue without looking around. You see, that's the main reason why, that's the main problem for the brain. The brain doesn't care about any disease. He's controlling the disease. The problem is what we create with the disease. If we have a fear, the brain will answer to the fear, not to the disease. Because the fear may put us in a position of exhaustion or destruction, not the disease. Actually, when you have the disease, all your life comes back, because you are taking care of everybody around you, or the job, or whatever. And one day you will discover with the disease that you have to take care of yourself. And that is kind of balance. You recover your balance with the disease. Of course, the persons will have, you go to the doctor and says, oh, I'm sorry, you have a cancer. And they know the cancer because of all the things we say about cancer, and they Google it. And they don't Google it to know how it works. They Google the statistics of the cancer. And they start having the fear start there. And the brain will answer to that fear with more disease. Because they will say, oh, I'm not doing enough, so I will do it, I will do more than that.
How do you have the two work together then with that? Because it's tricky, you know, like when someone gets cancer, and we've seen this lots, particularly over the past year or two. Even personally within our own families and stuff. But when someone gets cancer, and then when they see the doctor, the job of the doctor is then to, you know, tell them how long they've got, all of the stuff, like, I mean, which actually just creates an immense amount of fear, tremendous amount of fear. And then at the same point, that's then opening the door to more illness or more disease. How do you bridge those two things? Do you, is, you know, or how do you work with them? Because
yes, once you know all the diseases, how they work, you can understand what you do one after the other. For example, a woman has a breast cancer. Of course, she may be afraid, but actually, it's not dangerous, the breast cancer, because it is in a part of the body that does not belong to the survival of the person who carry it. It belongs to the survival of the family, actually, the descendants. So even if you take out a breast, the person will not die. So, but anyway, it's not the problem of the breast. It's the problem of the word cancer. If you say cancer, maybe the person will create this feeling. And after, for example, after that, the cancer, she received information of cancer, and she will have, for example, liver cancer after that. And she will not understand. And the doctor will say, oh, it went to the liver. No, it doesn't work like that. They are not travelers. The cancer are not travelers. They are created in a very specific way. The person who had the breast cancer, and the first thing she was worried about is what will happen with my children without their mother. And that goes directly to the liver, because the liver is the storehouse. And if you lack something, for example, mother, it will go to the liver. if you says I will not be I'm not I will not be able to protect my children, well, it goes there. The person will not be able to take care of the children under their wings. The brain is receiving all what we learn, all that we study, all our expressions are there. Of course, for example, the woman takes her breast out, and she if she doesn't make any reconstruction, she will look at the mirror and she will feel, I'm not anymore a woman. That goes directly to the bones. And once you have the stress, or the doctor says you are the cancer went to the bone, you will go to Google and you will say that the bone cancer is not a good news, and you will have fear of death that goes directly to the lungs, because the lung is the one. Look the words, the last breath means death.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So it goes there because these are the organs that receive all our expressions. So we can follow every conflict that goes everywhere.
So Enrique, in an example like that, when that woman first gets, say, the diagnosis of breast cancer,
yes,
where would you address that to be able to kind of nip it in the bud before you get that cascade of it traversing to all the different conflicts that kind of come up along the way?
For the woman has only breast cancer. Fantastic. We have the breast cancer is a nest conflict. It's a conflict within the nest, either with my children, either with my husband either with my mother, with my father. But we understand very well how it works, because you may know why in the left cancer or in the right cancer, why upside the breast, why downside the breast, why outside or inside the breast, or why in the middle. We find the feelings that the person had just by knowing where is the cancer, in what kind of cancer in the breast. You may have a ductal cancer or the alveoli cancer. So once you understand that, you know what kind of nest conflict the person had. And it is very simple, because the person will not be able to deny it. Yes, I had it. I had that. So the main problem is when the person received the information, because she may receive the information when everything is, for example, you feel some, it's the heat, you may feel that it's reddish, and you know that it is the second part of the disease. That is where the brain is repairing the cancer. It's where the symptoms are there is because the brain is repairing. And if the person goes to the doctor, every year she goes to the doctor, and they discover there that she has a cancer, but she didn't have any kind of symptoms, it's because she is having the problem. Not she didn't solve it. So we have to understand the times that when the person is coming to the session. The main example is, for example, you have a problem in your life. I don't know. You are fired. You are an employee and you are fired. You may have the fact of being fired will not produce any kind of disease. The way you experience that may be the origin of the disease. For example, you feel, I will not be able to provide to my family. That will go to the lung because it is a lack of something. It is, for example, you say, I'm so stupid. I didn't study, and now I will be replaced by a 18 years old guy that will do my job in 2 hours because he knows better computers than me. I'm stupid, and you will have a problem because you have been stupid. And you may see, I cannot digest what the guy did to me. Well, the problem says that even if you are not eating, the brain knows what digest means. So the answer, if you feel that in a very strong way, with a lot, you are using a lot of energy trying to, like this, the brain says, hey, wait, I will help you. I can put some cells in your submucosa that will help you to produce more chloridric acid. You will be able to digest almost everything. The only problem is it will be called stomach adenocarcinoma, cancer. But it is digesting everything. And you are not feeling nothing. You are swimming, you are playing tennis, whatever, and you don't feel nothing, but you are creating this, what the medicine will call this bomb. The brain is creating a lot of arteries and veins to make that bomb leave. It's why it is supposed to be an enemy. No, it's not an enemy. It's preparing to digest whatever you need to digest. And once you finish the problem, for example, you find a job, for the brain is conflict finished. So I have to take out this. And there start the pain. And you says, why? In the best moment of my life, I turned sick. I can't believe it. Yes. First of all, the brain doesn't understand why we are the only animal that work for money. the other thing is, I feel the pain. We are concentrated ourselves in what the pain is provoking to us, but we are not understanding what is trying to do the pain. If you have a big pain in your stomach, what will be the result? What will you do? What will you not do?
If you've got a big pain in your stomach, you probably won't eat the same way.
Correct. You understood your brain. The pain is not negotiable. It says, I need to work there. Like, I need to repair the street. Don't walk there. Hmm. So it says, you will have the possibility to have some kind of gelatin or something like this, but not the big meat until I finished. Otherwise, I will have to restart. And the pain is perfect. when you have a big pain in your head, you don't want to think. You don't want to receive information. Don't shout. Put down the lights. It's because you are not. The brain says, "Don't receive information to process."
It's an interesting, as we were just talking about, actually headaches around that too. So Enrique, from that perspective, then, say that person that you were talking about with the stomach cancer that was starting to grow, when they then get their job, if that was the conflict that originally happened, they got fired, and then they went through all the stuff, and they couldn't really digest what was going on. So then when they got the job, is that the solution then? Like, is that when that happened, is that then solution? And now the process. The end of the conflict, and then the healing begins.
Yes, and the person comes to our sessions, and I have to change the perspective. You have to understand the thing you didn't see, that they will understand why they have the stomach cancer, and they will understand that they had to look for a new job because actually they wanted to be fired. They wanted that unconsciously. They wanted to leave the other job, and now you have a better job, and you have to offer to the guy that fired you has a reward. You see?
Do you find any time when there is chronic conditions that are continuing on? So say that person gets the new job, if they're still holding like a resentment or something along those lines around that other scenario, then that's going to persist. So is that then part of it? Is it just then bringing awareness so that person can actually see what took place? And then is the awareness enough, or is there some sort of processing that they need to do to be able to really be rid of that conflict?
Normally the awareness is enough, but the free will is there. And you have to accept that the person may continue having this behavior. Anyway, we look not only what trigger the disease, but we have to look for what program the disease in the childhood, even around your birth or in your family tree, because we have to eradicate everything that will produce it again. Anyway, there are some chronic diseases, mainly for your joints, for example, or diabetes. I had diabetes, and I was very stupid to have it. Now I found the conflict, and the diabetes is gone. But and now I don't have the same feeling I had before, even if I want to. It's actually if you are at school, you every year you have your program. You see. Every year. Here we are at school too, and we have our programs. This life, I was supposed to experience the will of trying to destroy someone else. And that's not me, but I want it. But that's not me, but I want it. And the brain will always try to to put in first place your evolution, your, would say, spiritual or individual evolution before your Neanderthal part of our DNA, you see? So the best way is to put a diabetes. Why? Because it depends, diabetes type 1 or type 2, depends what is the position of the person we want to destroy. If it is there, or if it is there. Why? Because in nature, to destroy someone else, you have to do it with your own body. And your own body needs the sugar in your muscles to have some force. So if something is... it's put in the you are not receiving your blood enough sugar in your muscles, you will not destroy anyone. So that is the origin of the diabetes. And once I understood it, I says, what an idiot. And it disappeared.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Enrique, when that happens, then
How did that happen? Was that like a quiet moment and a big aha moment, or was it with the assistance?
No, actually it was an aha moment, but I was discussing with a student of mine, a military guy, and he knows me very well, and he knew I had a problem with some people, with some person. And he told me, look, Enrique, you are an eagle flying over the mountains, and you are going down to destroy a fly that is just flying over a piece of shit. I says, that is the decoding of diabetes type 2. I understood immediately. And I said, it's true. I'm trying to destroy something that has no relevance. It's not even a competitor. I'm a hunter. The fly is a parasite. So that is what it disappeared. He didn't know I had diabetes. But when he said that, he says, "You got it." That is the problem, and it disappeared.
That's fascinating.
One week later, I didn't have any more diabetes. Huh.
So basically, it's like the conflict would have put you in a constant state of having to like be at war or be fighting, be up there. So your body is constantly raising your blood sugar so that you've got the energy to keep that battle going on and on and on.
Yes, there are two ideas. The one is I have to defend myself, but I do not agree with that idea, because actually I had diabetes and that was not my problem. The problem is I don't have to defend myself. I don't have to attack. Mm-hmm. The main problem is I'm in duality between myself, my good side of myself, and my bad side, you see. And the brain will say, I have to make this stay alive, so I will avoid you to come back to your Neanderthal behavior. And the best way is the diabetes.
Mm. So then for you, what that would look like then, would it mean then you could still say eat the same foods, but your body would react very differently to those foods because that conflict has been resolved? Or do you actually change then also the way you would eat and live your life?
Or even the foods that you desire.
Yeah.
I never quitted the sugar or the carb. Never. And I got cured. It's not a problem of what you eat. Of course, if you have a good, if you eat, I'm looking for the word, properly, we will say properly, you will have more resistance to the conflicts. That's all. You will be, you will cool down. Instead, if you eat meat every day, you will have more adrenaline on you. That's all. But I got diabetes, and I didn't stop having these desserts and putting sugar in my coffee. No. And pasta, forget it. I will always eat pasta. And it disappears anyway. It's not a problem of what you eat. It's a problem of what you create in between your brain and your heart. That's it. Mm-hmm.
What I love about this approach, though, is it really does get people to start to inquire more around what's going on. I feel like we just keep looking at what comes up in our lives, and we try to understand ourselves better and be honest with ourselves. And the more that we do that, I feel like we just keep releasing layers of susceptibility to different types of illnesses or diseases that we could get, that we could encounter and prevent them right from the get-go, because we're sort of not allowing that stuff to build up in the first place.
Well, is it always a conflict, Enrique? Like if your house is close by water pipes that are contaminated with various poisons, let's say, and
actually, mm-hmm. Of course, I always say diseases are contaminations. If you are snake bites you, or you are close to a place where there are a lot of radioactivity or whatever. And I'm not interested in that. I'm interested why you have been bitten by a snake. What is the symbol of the snake? And it will be always perfectly related to a conflict. Always. It doesn't fail. If you are close, you are close to a place where it smells bad. Why are you living there? There is always a reason. Always. That is the fantastic thing in the diseases. And that is why being a system analyzer is perfect, because it's very, you see, very Cartesian, you see. It has to be. And of course, there are a lot of symbols that we have to understand. For example, there is drepanocytosis. When you have your blood cells, your red blood cells, red cells, you have it in this a moon, you see? The conflict is the death is surrounding my home or my clan, actually my clan. And you say, why? Actually, the symbol of this shape is the symbol of the Grim Reaper, is the death, you see. And I say at the very beginning, says no, you are, that's too much. And I had a lot of drepanocytosis to decode, and it is always that. It's amazing.
Wow.
So there's not really anything that happens by chance then, or coincidence. There's always basically, so even say someone that goes jogging and rolls their ankle and then they roll it again, they've got a weak ankle now, but you'd be looking at why did that start up originally? And it's almost like that conflict is setting up a scenario to find the answer. It's like the body, yeah, just keeps wanting to try to get you to find a deeper answer.
Always. For example, you are painting and you go down from a second floor or something like this, and you just break this finger. I know what happened before you were painting. There was a lie or a secret that has been revealed. And it is this one. It's not this one. It's not the hand. It is this one. That is, actually, it's like a Big Brother situation, you see. We know what happened to the person. But it's interesting because, as you said before, once you understand this, it is you are free to evolve. Because you know that your diseases become a crossword, you see. You have to find the reason of what you have. As I had the problem with my diabetes, and I had, for example, I had a meningioma once, and I understood why I had it very well. It was perfect. And the doctor says, you have been with this meningioma for at least 15 years. And why it didn't make any kind of symptoms before? Because 15 years later, I solved the problem. And there is where the meningioma start to try to show itself there. So everything is related to a logic. And it is interesting because once the person understand that, the brain can revert the problem. The brain puts the disease and the brain revert it. Is the best doctor you may have, and you have it for free because it's too expensive to pay. Only one brain.
Enrique, what's required to really resolve a conflict? Sometimes I feel like people might intellectually get it on some level, but it's still clinging on to them.
It's more than that. You can understand the conflict, but you have to feel it is to understand why you felt that way, because we are imagine that we are starting to become creators like God, for example. We are part of that, and we are doing some exercises in our lives to try to experiment energies. The energies we create are our emotions. We create it from zero, they appear. And the brain says, well, what happens? And there you can have, once when you can control that emotion, nothing happens. When you cannot, the brain will do it and will send you the message through the disease. You are not able to solve this problem. Look how we solve it. And for example, it's very simple. You have sciatica. For example, it's imagine this situation. The grandmother have to take care of the grandsons because the daughter is working. Every day she has to go, for example, from Vancouver to Victoria to take care of all the children. She doesn't like the trip. She likes to be with the children, but she doesn't like to go to take care of the children. The problem is the verb go, not the problem is take care. It's the go. And she goes every day. One day, and she knows on Friday that on Monday, she will have to do it again. And okay, she's charging all this pressure, this conflict, in her sciatic nerve. Nothing happens. One day, the daughter says, oh, mom, you don't have to come home. I will take a couple of weeks of holiday weeks. Oh, good, fantastic. The next day, she cannot move. Even if the daughter says, hey, mom, I'm going to the movie with my husband. Can you take care? I cannot move my girl. And there is when the brain says, oh, now you're quiet. I can't repair what I did in your sciatica. Well, please don't move.
So would that person to resolve that. So then it's in the process of healing at that point. Would then, for them to truly work with that and to heal, would then they just have to not do anything with it, like just literally just rest?
Rest, yes, because I say normally just forget what we talk about in a session and let your brain do the job. We had this weekend, we had two cases very interesting. There was one that was a pneumonia. The person had the attack of pneumonia in the course.
Oh, wow.
And I wasn't in a break, and she went to the doctor, and she didn't come back until the next day. And I understood all the process when she started to have she started to cough, when she got the big drama. It was repairing. And the next day I said, when did the doctor said that it will finish? In 1 week. No, it will finish tomorrow. I will decode you. We found the origin of the pneumonia is related to a fear of death. And next day she wrote to my wife, I don't cough anymore. Disappeared. And we have that in the course, the same thing with myopia. The girl was using the lens since 10 years ago, and she put the lens at night, says, I don't see anymore. And she did like this. Oh, I see. It says it seems miracle, but it's not a miracle, because just to adjust the myopia, it's just to, for the brain, it's just to tight or release the muscles. It's not too much for the brain. It can happen in minutes. The problem is we don't think it is possible. That's why we cannot do it.
Enrique, does the conflict express differently in different people?
Yes. Well, actually, the conflict, there are a list of possible conflict for each disease. But actually, it is not the disease is not what we receive in our DNA. And since this disease is like a baby who is born sick, it's not the disease he is receiving. He's receiving the conflict in the DNA. So the person will receive that and will create new conflicts that will be transmitted to the children, his or her children. But there are some differences between the conflicts. Of course, if say pneumonia, there is actually one conflict, like lung cancer. It's pneumonia is the same conflict of lung cancer, but in a different level of stress. It's fear of death. That's a very basic feeling. A lot of people can have that. So everybody that has pneumonia will have that. Actually, we had a COVID-19. The COVID-19 is not the killer. The killer is the idea that I will be dead by a virus in the air. That produces an atypical pneumonia. That is the killer, because when we see atypical pneumonia, the person says, I may die. That's it. My wife had COVID-19, and I did everything what was possible to have it, and it was impossible. It is impossible. The diseases are not transmitted the way medicine says they are transmitted. Mm-hmm. Because we have to have the conflict to receive the disease. Otherwise, it is impossible.
So you're saying that there's a vulnerability to, based on then your past, your genetics, your familial background, correct?
Yes, we are receiving all the survival solutions that got our ancestors. We are also creating new ones in our lives. That is why we call it evolution, because we have to give more to our descendants. But we receive everything there. We can find most of them in our family before. you say, well, my mother had breast cancer. My grandmother had breast cancer. My sister had breast cancer. So I fear to have breast cancer. You will have breast cancer because you have the fear of have it, not because you are receiving the breast cancer. You are receiving also the way a Yiddish mommy, you see, everything, or Italian mother that takes care of everything you see. And once a problem happens in the nest, she may have a breast cancer. Because she, for example, imagine this, the mother had this girl. The girl has two or three brothers, but she's the eldest. At night, when she's nine, the mother has to work and says, you take care of your brothers, huh? They are forcing the baby, she's nine, to become a mother. She doesn't know how to do it. But she will have a very big stress in a nest. And she will be a kind of a magnet in the future. She will marry a man that will need to become a baby for her. And she will create the breast cancer because she will trigger the conflict that she had when she was nine.
It's so beautiful. I feel like we could have this sort of understanding around our biology, around our health, around our challenges and solutions, and how to help ourselves even work through this stuff, through this decoding, available within our educational systems. Once the schooling systems fall apart,
that was my first idea, but not everybody is prepared for that. We have been attacked by a lot of places. Actually, I'm in the best place to do it, because here there are no laboratories or huge medicine. No, I can do it.
This comes to the end of our time for this episode. Please go to inspirehealthpodcast.com and listen to the remainder of this important episode. Thank you so much.